For nearly 25 years, Jonathan Kozol has been writing books and articles about the have-nots in our society, the poor, the illiterate. His books have stirred consciences and fostered debates. Kozol's new book, Rachel and Her Children, is about the homeless. Critic John Leonard has this review.
What is bewildering is not Jonathan Kozol's book. It is a heartbreaking account of the homeless in America and everything we haven't done to help them. What's bewildering is the critical response to Kozol's account. In the New York Times, Time Magazine, The New Republic, and elsewhere, reviewers have wished for some other, better, as yet unwritten book. They've accused Kozol of preaching to the converted, among whom they apparently count themselves, although I've not seen any of them volunteering for overnight duty at a shelter or a church. They've complained about his tone, his ham-handedness, his self-righteousness and bitterness, as if he should have made more art out of the shame of our cities. This puerile aestheticizing of the dreadful is at the very least avoidance behavior and bad faith on the part of the critics, but it verges on something worse. It verges on complicity. If only Zola, writing about the Dreyfus case, had done so with the flair of Flaubert. If only Harriet Beecher Stowe had written as well about slavery as Hawthorne wrote about ghosts or Emerson about trees, then maybe we'd be charmed into doing something. Kozol alternates chapters of personal reportage with chapters of statistics. In a welfare hotel in Manhattan, we meet Kim, who used to be a teacher, Gwen, who used to be a nurse, Peter, who used to be a carpenter, Holly, who once sold Stouffer's sandwiches, Laura, Winnie, Susan, Dobie, Elizabeth, and, of course, Rachel, the welfare mother, who sold herself for $20 worth of Pampers and bologna. Once Kozol's introduced us, we know for a painful fact these people aren't deranged. Having followed him in the alternating chapters through the Byzantine politics of poverty, we can't say the same of the welfare bureaucracy. Then he explains where to go if we want to help, only to be told by tastemakers to calm down, tone down, stop nagging, be objective. More than 30 years ago, this same Kozol, fresh out of Harvard, wrote the sort of book these critics like, an arty novel full of privileged and precious people, called, believe it or not, Fume of Poppies. Then something real happened to him, and suddenly he was teaching in a Boston ghetto and producing impatient and excoriating books like Death at an Early Age and Illiterate America, and his body was always where his mouth was, and he paid his dues while the rest of us still step over broken bodies in the streets. There are, he tells us, more than 100,000 homeless today in New York City alone, a deindustrialized proletariat, a ragged army of the dispossessed, a supply-side migratory tide of despairing mothers and angry beggars and runaway refugee children and almost catatonic nomads living on garbage they pull out of our neat green hefty bags. In our municipal parks, bored teenagers burn them alive. In our newspapers and magazines, bored critics complain that Kozol's picture isn't pretty enough as literary artifact. Our standards for style in moral indictment are a hell of a lot loftier than our standards of decency in applied political science. For shame.
John Leonard writes about television for New York Magazine and is a columnist for New York Newsday. He reviewed Jonathan Kozol's latest book, Rachel and Her Children.